Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. I'm brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory. And again, that new inventory, by the way, whether it's Ford, Kia, Hyundai, they have great warranties. Great warranties. And those warranties are, to me, invaluable and maybe more valuable than ever. And the pre-owned inventory, they go over with a fine-tooth comb. And that's so important. So important. And the service department is just phenomenal. They do a great job. All at Sunbury Motors. I mean, they take care of everything. You know, you want always routine maintenance is critical. It's critical. Well, they take care of that. And then there's the tough stuff. You know, like, you sit there and like, oh, man, how are we going to get through this? And they can take care of it. They're terrific. All at the Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. We're working on getting Neil Coulong here. We'll get him in a few moments. And work our way through it. Meanwhile, Penn State has made it official. Tom Allen is going to be the new defensive coordinator at Penn State. Every time Penn State played Indiana, whether he was an assistant or the head coach, Jack Ham and I always talked about a Tom Allen defense. We always felt that he got the most out of his defenses. And I've talked to Tom the last 2 days. I can't remember if it was in this conversation Sunday or the conversation yesterday. It's one of the two. Because he was, I said to him, you know, it's interesting. I said, you know, obviously, you know, felt badly about what happened in Indiana. I mean, you know, because, you know, look, of all the guys out there, I always just felt like he was one of the good guys. He always took the time to, you know, talk, whatever. And plus, there are guys on the staff that know him. Jevin Stone, who's in charge of video at Penn State, he played for time when he was a high school coach. Thinks the world of him. Greg Kincaid worked in Indiana from Sports Information. Thinks the world of him. All my interactions with him have been not just good, they've always been great. And when you look at, and when I talked to him yesterday, I said, you know, I said, when Jack and I talked on the phone about, you know, the possibility Manny was going to go, and it looked like he was headed to Duke at the time. And he said, geez, what do you think? And I said, you know what? I said, the first name I thought of, and I said, I don't know about you, I said, was Tom Allen. And he said, and Jack said, you know, he says, I was thinking the same thing. So I told Tom that yesterday. I said, Jack and I both the first name that we thought of was you. Only because of the experience. Now, remember this when it comes to Tom Allen, which I think is interesting. Look at Penn State's schedule next year. Ohio State, they put Minnesota's on there, Illinois, Maryland. He already has familiarity with all these teams. All of them. There's not going to be a learning curve for him when it comes to these teams. Just not going to be. So you look at, for example, Penn State plays Illinois. Well, Indiana played Illinois last year. Penn State plays Ohio State, played them. Purdue played them. Minnesota played them. Maryland played them. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five opponents already played. Oh, and by the way, Penn State's playing Wisconsin. Oh. Like, well, huh? Playing Washington. And you're like, well, Washington? Well, guess who was Tom's offensive coordinator at Indiana? Kalen DeBoer. So he already has familiarity with, I think, a little bit more than half the Penn State schedule for next season. There's not going to be a learning curve. He coaches linebackers. I can't say enough about Micah McFadden and what the job he did with him there. This guy brings a similar philosophy as to what he wants to do to Manny Diaz. And I think it is, like I said, when Jack and I talked about this 2 weeks ago, when everything with Manny was looking like it was in gear, that looked like Duke had all their ducks in a row to get him, the two of us were just talking on the phone, and the first name we talked about was Tom Allen. And I just think that it is, from my point of view, I just thought it was a great hire. I really did. Again, first guy the two of us thought of. And then Jack and I talked about it this morning. And Tom was talking with Tom, I think it was yesterday. He said, "Hey, by the way," he says, "Jack going to be at practice next week?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Oh, I can't wait to meet Jack." So, Indiana's a really hard job. It is a really difficult job. The recruiting area is okay. You have to go into Florida to get certain guys. You've got to go a lot of places to get players. And, Penn State plays 4-3, 4-2-5 packages all the time. Right? And for a long time, you remember Marcelo Ball, who played at... played linebacker safety. Was kind of like, they called it, I think, Husky in the Indiana scheme. That kind of player. And I think that Penn State has a couple of guys that fall into that category. So I've been waiting to talk about this for a couple of days. And it's great to see they've officially announced it. And look, I had a feeling they were going to do it today. It's tomorrow's letter of intent day. And personality-wise, I think he's going to be a great fit with the rest of the staff. So it's official, Tom Allen will be the next defensive coordinator. Now, for the game, he's going to be in the same position as Andy Koltunicki. AK is observing and making notes. He's all over the field. I mean, in terms of like going over and, you know, making sure he's, you know, in spots. But when it comes to the actual coaching part of it, Ty Howell, Jaywan Sider, Phil Trautwine, Marcus Hagans, James, they're over there working on that. Well, Tom will be in the same position as Andy. Getting to know personnel, getting to know people, and then going from there. So they've made it official. And again, not kidding. First guy we talked about 2 weeks ago. First guy was him. And we met, you know, we threw around a couple of other names between the two of us as to what we thought. But this is a guy that, you know, we're familiar with and thought he was doing, especially on the defensive side of the ball, was doing really good work. I mean, I'll take you back to in 2021. Which team gave Cincinnati, which made the college football playoff that year, all it could handle? And if Micah McFadden is not ejected for targeting in that game, which was really a mediocre call. It was absolutely a mediocre call. Indiana's going to win the game. That Indiana defense had control over the Cincinnati offense, and McFadden was having a phenomenal game. And the second he got thrown out for targeting, the game turned. Yeah, we're still trying to hook in with Neil Coolong see if we can get him on the show. Maybe we can get him on at 2:35, which would be great. But that is that's the big news. It is now official. I mean, people have known about it for a couple of days. But Tom Allen officially is now the defensive coordinator for Penn State. And again, when it comes to the bowl game, only observation, just like Coach K. And the coaches that are currently on the staff, they're the ones going to work the game. These guys are in observation and getting to know you mode. And it's something James has done for years. I mean, Manny was in the same spot 2 years ago down at the Outback Bowl. Same spot. And it works. It just, instead of the pressure, you got to walk in and do something right now. No, just let them get to know the guys, get to see the scheme, get to kind of figure out based on what they're seeing in practice what guys can and can't do. Very important. And let's face it, I mean, Indiana has been playing Penn State year in and year out. Tom has a pretty good handle on Penn State's defensive personnel. And already has a handle on the personnel of at least half the schedule for the upcoming season because Indiana played them, or in the case of Washington, Kalen DeBoer was his offensive coordinator. So I think he has a pretty good idea of how Kalen thinks. Now, part of how Kalen thinks is going to be based on his personnel. And who did they just get as a transfer quarterback up there? He's a pretty good player. They just got somebody, a quarterback, transferred in, right? Ding, 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 ding. Because obviously Michael Penix is going to the NFL. He's done. Um, They're going to lose a lot of players off that team. Just so you know. I mean, that's going to be... I think they lose 16 starters or something like that. I know Dante Moore transferred to Oregon from UCLA, but Dylan Gabriel already did that. Jordan Turner, TJ Sheffield, Turner from Wisconsin, and Sheffield from Purdue are going to Michigan State. Kyle McCord to Syracuse. Caden Hauser went to East Carolina. Will Rogers. They just go Will Rogers. That's who it is from Mississippi State. And Rogers, by the way, will have 1 year of eligibility remaining. Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Great to have you with us on the show today. All right. And we're still trying to get a hold of Neil. And believe me, Neil always knows that we're trying to get a hold of him. It's not deliberate on his part. It's just sometimes circumstances come up. And you go from there. You always make that adjustment. David Kellum, by the way, the voice of Ole Miss, will be on the show tomorrow. Nate Bauer and Mark Brennan. Mark will be first up on Thursday at 1:10. Nate at 1:35. Oh, that's right. We got to get the King on the show too. Yeah, I got to text him. Make sure we got him in line because Friday show's a shorter show. Doug Birdsong, Bucknell's at Merrimack, and it'll be a 2 o'clock start. And 1:30 will be the airtime on Friday, so we'll have an abbreviated show. But we'll still have a show. Okay.
Probably be smoother if it's just you.
We're good. We got the whole thing all set for Friday. You don't even have to come in Friday. Just hit a button. You're good. I've already got it set as to how we're doing it. You feel good about that?
I do.
Yeah. So. Sounds like you want to chime in with something very in-depth. No?
No. Yeah. Wait, but a minute and a half, right?
Yeah, we got a minute and a half here before we get go to the next one. But David will be on the show tomorrow at 1:35, Mark on Thursday at 1:10, and Nate at 1:35 Thursday. So there you go. Just to give you the suit was booking guys.
He was this week.
So he booked Ryan Snyder for 1:35 yesterday. He gets a hold of me on Sunday. Great news. I got Nate Bauer for 1:35 on Monday. They texted him back. I said, and what about Ryan Snyder? I thought you booked him at 1:35. Took a while. I got back this whoops.
It happens.
So then he tried scheduling him a different time at 2:06, and I said, no, we have West Durham. He said, so finally, I said to him, I'll just do this myself. Yeah. Okay. More coming up. Maybe Neil doesn't want to talk about the Steelers. I mean, really, who would? Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory. Terrific pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And again, it's so important. I mean, the budget may be, I mean, my next car is going to be a new car. I mean, at least that's the game plan. Well, plans always change, of course. But the budget may scream pre-owned inventory. Well, I want to go someplace. Now I'm going to get a new car. I'm going to go to Sunbury Motors. That's going to be, looks like the game plan is for next year to do that. But if it happened to be pre-owned and say I had to go in that direction, I want to go someplace that has the Sunbury Motors guarantee. It means everything. It's all at, and a great service department. It's going to take care of it the entire time. Next time you trade in for your next SMC vehicle, it's going to be in great shape because you went to the service department. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. It looks like we may have to reschedule Neil here at some point. Maybe we can get him tomorrow. At 2:06, David Kellum's going to be on, the voice of Ole Miss, longtime voice. He's going to join us on the show. He's the guy that has to sit down with Lane Kiffin every week. So, there you go. All right. All right. So we were talking earlier about, and we've done a lot of talking about officiating, which I understand. You know, that, I mean, it's going to come up. I never want to change the fact that humans are officiating. I don't want that taken out. I don't. Now, if you can give them some supplement with video, that's why I'm for the one challenge. In football, you don't normally need your challenge, because they're reviewing so many. They're reviewing play after play after play all the time. You really don't. I mean, it's good to have it there in case you need it, but for the most part, you really, you know, most times you do not see a coach's challenge in a college game. It happens, but it doesn't happen that often. And in college basketball, it'd be the same thing. And this includes penalties. This includes fouls, I mean. Includes fouls. Each coach should be allowed one challenge. And you should have your challenge no matter what. It's, you know, it should be only tied to a timeout if you have timeouts remaining. I lost my challenge. I lost the timeout. Fair. And the, if you're in a spot where there's a play late and you still have your challenge available and your challenge fails, it should then be two shots plus the ball for the opposing team. That way there is a penalty for, in other words, you know, you challenged it, it's delay of game, it's a technical foul. And Tom Allen officially is in as the defensive coordinator at Penn State. And as I mentioned earlier, he will be like Andy Koltunicki in that he is observing, but the guys on the staff that are there now are going to be calling the game. It's their baby. And Tom, by the way, will coach linebackers, which is the same as Manny, same as Brent Pry. And when Jack Hamm and I talked about this, when it looked like Manny was on the verge of going to Duke, we said, well, you know, what do you think about some possible names? When Jack and I were talking, Tom's name is the first name we brought up. Because at that point, he'd already been removed as the head coach in Indiana. I said, you know, that guy can really coach defense. Now he's going to get an opportunity to do it with better personnel. And he is, I can tell you, he'll meet with the media tomorrow, but just an informal conversation, just chit-chatting with him over the last couple of days. He is really excited to be here. And that's the other part that's great, the fact he's excited about being here. I think that's really... really great. And he's also working on the side of the ball. He loves being a coordinator. He does. Okay. This time a Seahawks staffer makes contact with A.J. Brown. Right. Dom, whatever his name is, was up in the box last night protecting Howie Roseman. Thought that worked out great. And what happened on the sideline is Brown pushes Jackson, and then one of the staffers comes over and kind of like turns his shoulder into him, and then AJ gets all upset. I mean, it would help probably the Eagles a lot more if AJ got upset at his own play and actually played better. He's not playing well. Played great in the beginning of the year. He played tremendous early in the year. But even before this streak started, he hadn't been playing well. And it's interesting. I thought getting Goddard back would make a huge difference in this team. And it has. I mean, it's not like Goddard has not made a difference. He has. But this is just one of those bad streaks right now for them. I mean, San Francisco, no problem with them. Dallas had no problem with them, and Seattle rallied with their backup quarterback and beat them. Todd is depressed.
I realize Matt's looking at this through green-colored glasses. I thought it was just a slump. You know, I kind of agreed with you that they weren't quite as good as 10-1, but now I just, you know, you have to start to wonder if there's something something more going on right now. You know, you talked a little bit about Brian Johnson earlier. You know, some of these guys are kind of learning on the job in bigger roles, and you know, it doesn't just you know, smoothness is a big factor, and I don't think things are running smooth in the locker room right now, and it's kind of showing on the play in the field.
Also, here's the other part you have to get used to. You're going to get everybody's best shot.
Yeah.
And that's something that the top teams over the years. So let's go back to the Cowboys in their heyday. Not now, but the Cowboys in their heyday. They knew they were going to get everybody's best shot. The Broncos knew they were going to get everybody's best shot. You keep going through the list of great teams over there. The Steelers always knew they were going to get, because this was the golden opportunity. When the Eagles were playing last year, it wasn't until midseason where people were like, hey, wait a minute, these guys are great. Most people viewed Philadelphia as the team that got blown out by Tampa Bay in the playoffs the year before. Well, finally near the end of the year, they were the team to beat, and suddenly they became the biggest game in your schedule. Well, this year they are the biggest game on everybody's schedule. And you all have to overcome that. And I don't think they've been able to overcome it because, number one, I don't think they're as good as last year. And the turnover part, which they were so efficient with last year, they haven't even come close to the same efficiency this year in the turnovers. And that the giveaway, takeaway part, that's really hurt them.
And a lot of that is, I mean, like you and Matt were talking about this year, is Hurts. And, you know, you can probably live with some of those interceptions. It's the fumbles. I mean, that one last week against Dallas, you know, when they're down, what was it, 10-0, and they're driving for a score, that, you know, they don't fumble there. That probably keeps them in the game.
Well, look at during the three-game losing streak. Now, I give Hurts all the credit in the world for going out for his team and playing last night. Sick, very sick. But during the three-game losing streak, he's completed only 59% of his passes. Now, you want to be in the NFL 67%. You know, because a lot of this stuff is pitch and catch stuff, things like that. He's only 59%. He has one touchdown and two interceptions. Both, by the way, were last night. Love hit the one in the end zone, then the one at the end of the game. His passer rating in the three-game losing streak is 72.4. And the Eagles during the three-game losing streak are averaging 16.3 points per game. That's a lot to absorb.
That got Matt Canada fired.
It did. It did. But there's no magic pill to this. I mean, you change a coordinator or whatever. There's no magic pill to it. It's the first time that Jalen Hurts has been in a game with the Eagles where his team was winning by 7 or more points and lost. And they were winning by 10 in this game and lost. They got outscored 20-7 after they took a 10-0 lead. So, and their defense has been okay. Their defense has been okay. And, you know, I know that you were talking about the sensational rookie Jalen Carter. I feel like he made a play last night. It was a really good play. But for the most part, he's disappeared. And same thing with Jordan Davis. Where was he last night? I mean, Kenneth Walker, whom I was really impressed with when I saw him at Michigan State, he had a really good game last night. Really good game. So, I mean, you look at the opening drive, 15 plays. Geez, what did it take, 7-8 minutes? They looked unbeatable on that drive. Like, wow, they're just doing whatever they want. And after that, they only scored 10 points the rest of the night.
You know, that's, you know, that those 15 plays are usually the ones that they're scripted before the game starts too.
Right, and exactly.
Then you have to make adjustments, and that's where they've struggled all season at times.
And that's when I talk about Ole Miss. I talk about that all the time. They've scored on 7 of their opening drives this season, 6 touchdowns and a field goal. So their script is really good, well-rehearsed, strong. But they've had some ups and downs when they've then had to go away from the script and then adjust to the game. Right? And that's the same thing that's happened here with Philadelphia. I mean, look, they're still, are they still controlling their own destiny when it comes to the NFC East? Yeah, I mean, based on the schedule, they are. I mean, they got 2 games with the Giants and 1 with the Cardinals. They're the prohibitive favorite in all 3. But again, say they do well and they win all 3 and they get to the playoffs. Look, don't get fooled by fool's gold. Because now you're not playing the Giants twice and you're not playing Arizona anymore. You're actually playing people with a pulse. All right. We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online. SunburyMotors.com. Neil, by the way, I had a Christmas thing to do at school today. I mean, I don't think he understands that. Priorities? Yeah. Family things? Really? Kidding! All right. So. Yeah, we'll have him on at 2:06 tomorrow. So good. Always great to have him. We'll just call it Wednesdays with Neil. So David Kellum tomorrow and Neil Coulon. Then Mark Brennan and Nate Bauer and the King on Thursday. Not bad. This will work out just fine.
I'll have to have a good night's sleep. My fingers are going to be flying the next 2 days.
Honey, you're fine. Don't worry about it. No. In fact, I've got Kellum's number. I got to send it to you. Because you're going to need that. Yep, we got to talk to the guy who has to ask Lane Kiffin questions.
I bet that can be both fun and unnerving sometimes.
You know what? You know what's interesting about Lane Kiffin? He's got that little playful side to him, like with the tweets. But when you're actually talking to him and interviewing him, for the most part, he's pretty straight across the board. He's not too adventurous in conversation.
I'd rather it the other way around.
You want him to be playful?
Yes.
Very nice. Today's show's been brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, and Hummel's Wharf here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.